Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Great Nebraska, second game of the day on KDCR Shoe Center as the Dort Defenders take on the Doan Tigers in GPAC volleyball action. Here's our national anthem. Our national anthem here at Bob Erickson Court on the campus of Doan College here in Crete, Nebraska. The Dort Defenders come in with a record of 11-3, 20-5 overall, 5-2 away record. Doan Tigers are 6-8 in the GPAC Conference, 15-15 overall. They are 4-2 here at Bob Erickson Court. The Tigers are coached by Gwen Egbert, and the Defenders are coached by Chad Hansen. Dort is third place in the GPAC volleyball standings heading into play tonight, but have a chance to pull into a tie for second. That's because earlier today, the top team of the conference, Northwestern, defeated Midland in Fremont, Nebraska by a final of 3-2, dropping Midland to a 12-3 mark in the conference. The Defenders win here. They will tie with Midland for second place in the conference heading into the final game of the conference scheduled next week, Wednesday. Well, as you compare these two ball clubs, you see one team that is very aggressive on attack and another that is very aggressive on serve. Dort has an attack percentage as a team at an even 300. Doan, on the other hand, has a team attack percentage of 171. However, on serve, the Defenders are serving 93%. Doan is serving 87%, which indicates that they're a more aggressive serving team. They have piled up more aces on the year than have the Defenders. And Doan is at home, which is always a big advantage in the GPAC conference. Leaders for the Defenders include setter Kayla Gasing. She's got 973 assists on the year, 10.5 per set, along with 14 aces and 50 blocks. Midland, their most all-around player, is Ashley Axman, a 5'9 senior from Pleasanton, Nebraska. She's got 420 kills on the year, averaging about 4 per set. With a 189 attack percentage, she also has 74 blocks, which is second highest on the team. So both teams getting ready to go here. Let's set the lineups for you. Kayla Gasing is on the floor for the Defenders, along with Brooke Woldersdorf. The libero tonight will be Kayla Brookheis is wearing the number one this afternoon. Service from Doan is out. Serving for the Tigers, Julie Ells. Well, now they change it. They say that that serve was in, so the sideline official is overruled, and the Doan Tigers take a 1-0 lead, and that's an ace serve for Julie Ells. Defenders take serve this time to the middle, flown over. Doan trying to keep it alive. Defenders tip it back. Now set outside. The spike is blocked and good by the Defenders. With the block, Kayla Gasing. And the Defenders now have served with a score tied 1-1. Doan has it outside, tips it over, and drops it in, found the gap right in the middle of the floor. Serving now for the Tigers is Carissa Blank as they got the kill. Go up 2-1 in this first set. Fenders receives serve. Jasek to the right side. And Waldershort tips it over. Dome pushes it over second hit. Defenders recover. Gasing outside, left side hit. Tip back by Dome, and we got a great Dome player into the net. So 2-2 the score. Lady Defenders have the service now. Serve comes from Gasing outside, the spike, cross court, good. Ashley Axon with Bill. Axon with her first kill. That makes the score 3-2 in favor of Doan. Defenders take serve, Gasing to the middle, Walter Sharp spike, back line, good. So, Brick Walsersdorf makes the score 3-3 in this first set. Walsersdorf now serving. Taken back row, set left side, long spike out. Hitting area gives the point to Dort. With the swing was Ashley Axman. The defenders now with a 4-3 lead. Again, have Waldershort at serve. This one right to the middle of the court. Back set, right side, spike, dug by Brookhise. Left side, here's a spike by the defenders. Megan Krausman taken by Doan, tipped over, and we've got somebody in the... Oh, two hits called on Doan. Doan runs a two-setter rotation. Haley Norvell is in there now. But the passing error gives the point to the defenders. They've run off three straight points and are up 5-3. Doan trying to hit the ball over and can't. Set carried far out to the side. Abby Sorensen tried to get it over and couldn't. Now the defenders have rolled off four straight points. They're up 6-3 here in set one. And again, Waldershort, the freshman, serving for the defenders. Doug back row. Back row attack coming from Sorensen, taken by the defenders. Left side, Krausman dinks it over. Now Doan pushes it over. Dug by Brookhise, excuse me, by Waldershort to the middle and knocking it down is Elizabeth Keel. So Keel with a kill. And a timeout called by Doan. 7-3 is our score. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This year, firefighters will battle thousands of wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But a single ember that escapes can travel more than 1 mile, where it can ignite and destroy your home or community. You can't control where the ember will land, only what happens when it does. Prepare, protect, prevail. Get fire adapted. Learn simple steps you could take now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Welcome back to Creek, Nebraska. That timeout called by the Tigers. They were up 3-2, but the defenders have run off seven straight points. And that goes along with three consecutive errors by the Tigers. Two hitting errors and a passing error. And now the defenders have a 7-3 lead early in set one. These two teams met last in two-setter. On October the 5th, the defenders probably played their best game of the year and winning in three sets over Doan. Left side, here's the ball blocked at the net. Defenders have it. Keel, left side, tipped over, down by Megan Krausman. So Krausman with a kill makes the score 8-3, and the defenders are run off six in a row. Switch for Doan. They'll bring in Shayla Wickman. Brianna Fye comes out. Brookhise again on serve. Stone's going to set it right side. Sorensen hits over, controlled by the defenders. Left side, tipped over by Jenna Horseman. Now Doan has it. Sorensen again to the right side, dug up by the defenders. Now settling left side for Krausman. Her spike, dug up by the libero, blank to the net. Left side spike, dug by Brookhise. Left side pass to Krausman. Hit over, Doan has it, left side, tip over, and gets it down. Axman with a kill, her second in this set. That breaks the defender string. It's now 8-4 in favor of the defenders. Doan is serving. Ashley Axman in the middle of the service line. Tipped up by the defenders to the net. Krause going to tip it over. Dumped right back in his face. Abby Sorensen with the block. And that makes the score 8-5. Doan's run off two straight. Then Axman serves to the net. Dug back by the defenders, and a miscommunication there. Gasing was expecting Waldersdorf to go after it, and the ball falls to the floor. Error by the defenders gives the point to Doan. 8-6 the score. Doan has now run off three in a row here in set one. Axman serves, dug up by Waldersdorf. Left side to Krausman, and her spike is good. Megan Krausman with that left side attack. 9-6 the score. Now the libero, Kayla Brookheist, is going to be serving for the defenders. Brookheist serves, dug up front, set to the middle. Spike is down and good. Short set to the middle. Brianna Fye with a kill. Makes the score 9-7. And Doan now has scored four of the last 5 points. Alex Winters serving now for Doan. Defenders have it. Gasing outside. Krausman. Spike dug to the net. Tip back to the Doan side. Tigers have it. Set right side. Try to tip it out and can't. Passing error gives the point to the defenders. 10-7 the score. Defenders make a switch. Coming out is Liz Keel. Coming in for the defenders is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma plays the back row, serving here. And Doan has to chase this one. They'll have to dig it over from the back row, over to the defenders. They got a free ball. Set right side for Krausman. Sideline spike. Dug up to the middle. Long spike out. Hitting error by Max. Emily Max. Gives the point to the defenders. 11-7 the score in set one. Coming out of the lineup, Allie Jansen coming in as Cassandra Choquette. For the Tigers. Defender serve. That's Gasing. Right side. Spike. Block at the net. For Ty Chasen, they got a double hit called on Gasing for a carry. So the error by the defenders gives the point to the Tigers. It's 11-8. A couple of switches here. Coming in to serve now is Rachel Weiser. She's got 483 assists in the year leading this team. She, along with Haley Nervell, share the setter duties here for the Tigers. Service out. Service error by Doan gives the point to Dort. 12-8 is the score. More changes for Doan. Coming back in is Alex Winters. Coming out is Rachel Weiser. Now the defenders will serve. Ball set right side. Hit to Brookheist. Right side of Flowen. She knocks it down. The defenders come up with the point. Flowing on the kill. That's her first. And makes the score 13-8. Defenders with serve. Ball dug back row attack. Hit of the net by the defenders. They'll keep it alive. Gasing left side. Waldersdorf dinks it over. Controlled by Doan. Back set. Spike cross court. Hit by the defenders to the middle. Pushed over by Gasing in the back corner. Doan will control. Ball dug high to the net, and Doan can't get to the ball. Megan Fletcher a little late getting to the ball, and the passing error gives the point to the defenders. 14-8 is the score, and another timeout called. And with the score, Dort 14 and Doan 8, we've got a timeout on the floor. I want to recognize our KDCR Sports Club sponsors this evening. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at HiltRealEstate.com. People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, were Values Matter member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 to be proactive. The defenders with serve. Siri Nelson is at the service line, leading 14-8 here in set one. Nelson serve, back row. Dug up there by Choquette, hit over the net. Defenders can't keep it alive. So the kill for the Tigers, 14-9 the score. With service is Julie Ells. Ells, a defensive specialist. She opened the set with an ace serve. That time she hits it long. So a service error gives the point to the defenders, 15-9 the score. And in now to serve for the defenders is Selene Hahn. Hahn serve, back row. Now to Weezer from the middle. Fight, cross court, good. Ashley Axman, her third kill in this set. Takes the score 15-10. Now Carissa Blank, the libero, is serving for the defenders. To Brookheis. Set to Waldersdorf, and she steps it down. Kill for Brooke Waldersdorf, her second of the set. Makes the score 16-10. Now, in to serve Kayla Gasing. Gasing with her team up by 6 points here, 16-10 in set one. To be dug at the middle, Weezer, right side, spike blocked and good. That's Waldersdorf knocking it down. 17-10 is the score. And Gasing serving again. Set back row by Ells. She'll make the attack from the back row and hits it long. Got the set right back to her. And the hitting error makes the score 18-10. We're in set one. Best of five wins the match. Defenders hoping to come up with a win and tie for second place in the GPAC conference. Set left side, spike, hit at the net, controlled by Gasing. Set left side, and it'll be dinked over by Jenna Horstman, and she comes up with a kill. Horstman, their first kill in this set. Makes the score 19-10. And Gasing again on serve. The defenders have run off 3 points here. Excuse me, 4 points. They're up 19-10. To the middle. Blocked again by Waldersdorf, but Doan has it alive. Right side, spike, taken by the defenders. Horstman over the net. Tipped up by Axman. It'll be set left side for Axman. Recovered by Brookheit. Left side, Horstman. And we got a carry called. Actually, she hit the antenna. Okay. Trying to tip the ball over. Horstman into the antenna. 19-11 is the score. Back in to serve for Doan is Haley Nervell. Brookheis takes the serve, gazing to the middle. Left side spike is sailing out of bounds, but Doan keeps it alive and hits it over the net. No, hits it behind the antenna, out of bounds. 20-11, the defenders lead. And Waldersdorf serving. Left side, Doan, cross-court spike, catches the sideline. Threat of the kill to Abby Sorensen. That makes the score 20-12. Now up to the service line is Ashley Axman. And there's a service error, giving the point to Dort, 21-12. Brookheis, the libero, serving, taken by Carissa Blank, set left side. Spike into the block, controlled by the defenders. Gasing back set. Hit over and down by Liz Keel. Keel just back into the rotation. That makes the score 22-12. And Brooke Heist again serving. Back row to blank. Tipped over. Controlled by Keel. Gason going to set to the middle. Sloan gets it over. Blank recovers. Left side. Spike dug up by Brooke Heist. Taken by the defenders. Back row attack. Blocked back and good. So credit the block that time to Doan on the hit by Waldersdorf. 22-13 the score. The defenders lead here in set one. Serving is Alex Winters. Set left side. Krausman. Spike is controlled. Norvell left side. Tipped over. Controlled by Gasing. Set back row to Brookhide. She'll flat put it over. Doan keeps it alive. Norvell back set. Spike, hit at the net, defenders control, Gasing to the middle, Sloan, blocked back, controlled by Gasing. Brookhice, left side, Krausman, over the block and good. Krausman took a little off the swing and got it over those four hands there and was able to knock it down. So Krausman with a kill, 23-13 the score. And in to serve for the defenders is Jocelyn Bounce. Bouncing a serve to the middle. Norvell, left side set. Controlled by the defenders. Gazing for the sideline. Over. Pushed over by Floin. Doan has it. Left side. Tipped into the block and good. Good at the kill on the tip to Cassandra Triquette. Making the score 23-14. Back in for the Tigers at the service line. Rachel Weiser. The defenders here have been holding on to an 8-9 point lead through this juncture of the first set, and there's an ace serve. So the ace serve, the second of this game for Doan, makes the score 23-15. Weiser serve, taken back row by the defenders, but that's off the hands and out of bounds. Another ace serve. This is what I mean by the aggressive serving of the Tigers trying to pull back into this game. 23-16 in set one. Weiser serve, this time controlled by Brookhide. Set left side, Krausman spike is good. So Krausman is the defender's set point here. She comes out, and in to serve for the defenders is Siri Nelson. Set point. Dug to the middle. Back set. Cross court spike good. Emily Max with her second kill. Takes the score 24-17. Still at set point. And at the service line is Julie Ells. Nelson takes serve. Gasing can't control. There's another ace. Julie Ells with her second ace in this set. Makes the score 24-18. They've scored five of the last 6 points. Ells, this time controlled by the defenders. Left side to Waldersdorf. Spike is controlled by Doan. Cross court spike. Dug to the net. Gasing tips it over. Blocked back. And they say the defenders are in the net. Double hit, calling the defenders, excuse me. So the Tigers now have pulled within five on the passing error by the defenders, 24-19. L serve, Gasing to the middle, and there's a mix-up. Gasing made a back set, Sloan came to the middle. So that mix-up cost the defenders another point. It's 24-20, and Coach Chad Hansen with the timeout. So Doan fighting back here in set two. They were down 24-16, but they're back within four now at 24-20. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
We're back at Doan College, Crete, Nebraska. The defenders lead 24-20, but Doan has scored four in a row, including an ace and two passing errors by the defenders. At the service line, Julie Ells. The serve controlled by Siri Nelson, gazing to the front line to Flowen, and she knocks it down. Kill by Flowen, and that ends that set. So the defenders put out the fire here by the Tigers. They were up most of this latter half of set one by 7-9 points. But late in the game, it was the Tigers who came back as they scored four straight to pull them 24-20. But Flowen right there gets the kill to stop the threat and give the defenders the set one victory. So Dort up 1-0 in this best of five match, leading Doan, winning the set 25-20. We'll be back with set two in 1 minute. Well, we finished up set one. The Dort defenders jumped out to an early lead, stretched it to as many as 9 points. Doan fought back late in the set, but the defenders pull it out and win it 25-20 to go up 1-0 in our best of five. So we take a look at first game or first set statistics. For the defenders, Kayla Gasek with one block, Lindsay Flowen, two kills, Jenna Horseman, a kill, Brooke Woldersdorf with a couple of kills, including a block, Megan Krausman with four kills for the defenders, attacking from the left side, Elizabeth Keel with a couple of kills for the defenders as well. The Tigers have two aces apiece from Rachel Weiser and Julie Ells, one kill for Brianna Fye, two kills and a block for Abby Sorensen, three kills for Ashley Axon, two kills for Emily Max and a kill for Cassandra Triquette. In that first set, the defenders hitting 314 on the attack compared to 100 for Doan. And so far, let's take a look at numbers here. We've got Krausman with seven kills, one error on the attack, hitting 429. Sloan with a couple of kills, Horseman with a couple of kills. These are stats just handed to us from the stat crew. Doan led by Axman with three kills, two for Emily Max and Abby Sorensen, and one apiece for Brianna Fry, Megan Fletcher, and Allie Jansen. So we're heading to set two here in our volleyball match. Both teams will switch sides here. The defenders will be serving to start set two. Siri Nelson at the service line. Taken by the Tigers. Left side, tipped over, controlled by Nelson. Gazing to the middle. Hit back line and good by Flowen. So Flowen with a kill. And that makes the score 1-0 defenders. Here in set two, defenders lead 1-0 in this best of five. Left side, blocking the net, but it's going to head out of bounds. Axman with a kill. And that makes the score 1-1. Service time for Doan. Now Carissa Blank, the libero, kicks the net, dug over by the defenders. Free ball for Doan. Set left side, right side, tipped over, controlled by Gessie. Flowen, back set. Woldersdorf into the block, controlled by Doan. Left side, tipped over, back line, controlled by the defenders. Now from the middle, Flowen, back set. Controlled by Doan. Tipped over. Controlled by Brookheist. Gasek, cross court. Ball dug over to Doan after it was blocked at the net. Now the Tigers with it. They try to dig it over, and it's out of bounds. The hitting error gives the point to the defender. 2-1 the score. And in the serve now for the Lady Defenders is Selene Hahn. Hahn serve, dug up front, left side, spike good. Cross court from Ashley Axman. It's her second kill in this set. And Axman averages about four kills per set for this Tiger team. She's their leading attacker. And at the service line is Haley Norvell. Norvell serve, an ace serve, rocked it right in front of Siri Nelson. So Doan has had a bushel basket full of aces already. Five to this point. They're up 3-2 in set two. Defenders take serve. Walter Storr to Gasek. cross court. Spike controlled by Doan. And nobody's there. Norvell dug the ball center court, but everybody advanced toward the net, and the ball fell behind them. Passing error by Doan gives the point to Dort. We're tied at three. This is Kayla Gasing serving. Doan takes serve. Left side spike. Tipped to the net, controlled by the defenders. Tipped over by Liz Keel, and nobody there for Doan. Juliel's got to hand the ball. Tried to pop it in the air, but it dropped between several players. And that error gives the point to the defenders. So two straight errors by the Tigers, and Dort is up 4-3 here in set two. Gasing serve, taken by Blank. Back set. Spike long. Axton hit it hard and deep, but hit it long. And the defenders now with three straight points on two passing errors and a hitting error. And again, this is Gasing at the service line. Ball taken by Axman to the middle, tipped back on the block. Norvell back set, tipped over by Doan. Defenders have it. Gasing to the middle, and the defenders can't clear it. So passing error that time by the defenders. And Doan gets the point. 5-4 defenders lead, but serving is Ashley Axman. Axman's serve is long, so a service error. That's what happens when you're aggressive. You can get a lot of aces, but you can also get a lot of service errors. And that point gives the defenders a two-point advantage at 6-4. Walderstorff serving. Tigers take it. Norvell, back row attack. Defenders try to keep it alive and can't. Credit Axman with a kill from that back row spike. She's already got three kills in this set. And that makes the score 6-5 defenders. In to serve is Alex Winters, defensive specialist. Taken by Brooke Heist, back row. Gasing, back set. Hit over by Fletcher. And the defenders come up with the point. Serving. 7-5 to score. Rakai serving. Doan takes serve. Norvell has to hustle to get to the ball. Back row attack to the net. Kept alive by Flowen. Hit over by Krausman. Now it's hit over by Doan. Defenders have it to the net. Flowen tips it over. Gasing had to reach back and keep the ball alive, but tipped it right in front of Flowen, and she knocked it down. So Flowen with a kill. That's her second in this set. And that makes the score 8-5, Dort. Brookhide serve. Dug at the net, Norvell. Back row attack by Axman, blocked at the net by Flowen. So a kill and a block by Flowen, and it's 9-5 in favor of the defenders. Substitution now for Doan coming in is Cassandra Chiquette replacing Allie Jansen. Rakai serve. Set left side. Spike is good off the block. Chiquette with the kill. Makes the score 9-6. Sorensen is out. So is Norvell. Weezer comes in to serve. Blank the libero is back in. Serve taken by the defenders. Gasing to the middle. Flowen tips it over. Doan tries to keep it alive. Back row attack by Axman. Taken by Brookhite back row. Back set to Keel. She knocks it over. Doan keeps it alive. Left side spike blocked by Keel. Over the net. Flowen tips it over. Doan has the ball. Weezer to the middle. Spike is blocked, but it's in there. Emily Max with the kill. And Doan has now scored two in a row. 7-9 they trail. And Weezer again at the service line. Weezer with a couple of aces in the first set. Keel takes serve. Gasing cross court to Krausman. She hits it out. So a hitting error by the defenders. Makes it 9-8. So Doan has now scored three in a row. Off a pair of kills and a hitting error by the defenders. And here's Weezer's serve. Taken by Brookhide over the net. Hit back by penalty back. And Doan has tied it up at 9 apiece. They've scored 4 in a row. So now the Tigers trying to climb back into this match. They trail 1-0. Weezer serves. Taken by Keel. Gazing to the middle. Flowing spike is good.
0 by 10 points.
Flowing took a couple of steps parallel to the net. Get up some momentum and jam that one home. 10-9, defenders lead. Joycelyn Bausma serving here for the defenders. Bausma serves. Back set, cross court spike, out. Hitting error by Emily Back. Gives the defenders an 11-9 lead. And Bausma serving again. This one to the middle. Spike is blocked at the net by Flowen. So Flowen with a kill and a block. Sandwiched around a hitting error. And that makes the score 12-9, defenders. Flowen with 3 kills and a block in this set. Here's Bausma. Taken to the middle. Tipped over. Defenders control. Flowen into the back corner. Blank keeps it alive. Dug at the middle. Tipped over, controlled by the defenders. Now Gasing, back set. Flown, block of the net. Emily Max with the block, and that makes the score 12-10. Serving now for the Tigers, Julie L. Jump serve, hits the net, out of bounds. No, they say it just nicked the back line. So an ace serve by Julie Ells, her third of the match, first of this set. 12-11 the score. That one just, the back of the ball just caught the line on that one. Cross court spike to Krausman. Dug back to the defenders. Flowen, back set. Krausman has to punch it over on the run. Stone setting it up right side. Axman blocked at the net. Excuse me, that wasn't Axman, that was Fletcher. But a block for the defenders. And that gives them a 13-11 lead. Now back into serve for the defenders is Siri Nelson. Set up front. Weezer. Ball tipped over. Controlled by the defenders. Flowen, left side. Krausman tips it over. Stone trying to scramble. They dig it over. Now Nelson has it. Gazing back set. Flowen pushes it back. Kept alive by Blank. Right side attack. Cross court spike is out. Fletcher just missed on that one. And the error gives the point to the defenders. They're up 14-11. Set two. Dug of the net. Weezer keeps it alive. Hit back rows. Covered by the defenders. Left side to Waldersdorf, and she knocks it down. So Brooke Waldersdorf with a kill, giving Dort a 15-11 lead, and Doan calls a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Every square inch. That's a familiar phrase at Dort College. Every square inch of the world belongs to God. And when it comes to academics, this means that every program of study Dort offers belongs to God too. Each class, from the core requirements to electives, from English to engineering, will challenge you to think from a Christian perspective and to turn that thought into action as you serve God throughout your life. Find your place in God's world. This is Dort College President Eric Hoekstra, and I invite you to visit dort.edu to learn more.
Back at Doan College, Crete, Nebraska. The defenders lead 15-11. Doan calling that timeout after the defenders have scored 3 in a row. On a block, a hitting error by the Tigers, and a kill from Brooke Waldersdorf. Up until that point, Doan had been fighting back. They had trailed early, 5-3, tied it at 9, and have not yet led in this set. They were fighting back until the defenders ran off 3 straight. Play set up. Hit back to the defenders. Waldersdorf from the sideline. Gasing hits it over. And Doan can't keep it alive. So Gasing with the surprise tip. getting her first kill of the match. Makes the score 16-11. So Nelson again serving for the defenders. This one taken by Blank. Set left side. Spike by Axman is good. Ashley Axman with her fourth kill. Makes the score 16-12. Now at the service line, Carissa Blank for Doan. Serve taken by Nelson. Chasing cross court. Walters hits it over the left hand, but double hit is called. Passing error defenders. 16-13 the score. Again, the Tigers don't want to go down 2-0 here in this match. So they're hanging in there tough. Defenders lead 16-13 to the net. Sloan sweeps it over, controlled by Doan. Axman left side, cross-court spike taken by Brookheist. And Gasing hits it up the net and knocks it down. Gasing with the left hand swept it over and caught the sideline. And now with two kills, the Dort setter has given the defenders a 17-13 lead. Gasing serving from the middle. Axman with a kill. Hardest hitting player on the floor right now. She has five kills. Makes the score 17-14. Back in for Doan to serve is Haley Norvell. Also in is Kaylee Shadwinkle. And there's a service error by Doan, giving the point to the defenders. It's 18-14. Gasing will serve now. Coming out is Joycelyn Bousma and Siri Nelson. Back in is Megan Krausman as well. Here's a serve from Gasing. Big looper over the net. Norvell, left side, spiked by Axman is good. So Axman attacking outside that time. Six kills in this set. 18-15 the score. And Axman will serve. Defenders take it. Gasing from the middle. Spike is blocked at the net. Waldersorf keeps it alive. Brookheist digs it over. Taken by the Tigers. Back set. Right side. Spike to the net. Tipped over by the defenders. We get somebody in the net. Net violation against the defenders. And that makes the score 18-16. And Axman is serving. Axman jump serve, back corner, taken by Krausman to Brookheist. Left side, spike by Horstman, controlled by Doan. Back row attack into the net. Axman tried to hit it from behind the midcourt stripe and missed. That gives the defenders a 19-16 lead. This time, Brooke Waldersdorf is serving. Jump serve, back row. Norvell now for the middle. Spike is good. Abby Sorensen with a kill, her first kill of this set. Makes the score 19-17. So Doan trying to get out front here. They have not led in this match. And there's a kill from the right side by the defenders, Jenna Horstman. That's her first of this set. Makes the score 20-17. The libero, Kayla Brookheist, is at the service line. Serve taken by Blank. Left side, hit into the net. Hit over the net, blocked by the defenders. Blocked back by Doan. Now the defenders have it. Krausman tips it over. Norvell controls. Right side, tipped over by the Tigers. Over the net. And we've got a defender in the net. Nope, we got four hits. Four hits is the call. Passing error by the defenders makes the score 20-18. Weezer back in to serve. As Sorensen comes out. Serve dug back and out. Eighth serve for Weezer. 20-19 the score. Weezer's first ace of this set. Third of the match so far. It's now a 1-point advantage for the defenders. to send the defenders controlled. Back set Flowen. Spike is out. Hitting error by Flowen, and they're tied at 20. Again, Doan has not led in this match to this point. Well, they've led early. They led 1-0 in set 1, 2-1, and 3-2. But that's been their only lead. Now the defenders take serve. Brookhuis digging toward the middle. Will be pushed over by Krausman. Blank control to the middle. Swept over and down. There's a kill for Emily Max, and Doan has taken the lead, 21-20. Max with the kill. And now Doan has the advantage here in set two. Timeout called by the defenders. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hi, Mom. I'm heading out with the kids for seasonal flu vaccines.
But you're so healthy.
That might not protect us. We know someone whose healthy nephew died last year from the flu.
That's awful. I get my vaccine every year. It makes sense for all of you, too.
Seasonal influenza is a serious and sometimes deadly disease. Health officials recommend vaccination for all children 6 months through 18 years. Get fluent. Learn the flu facts. Visit PreventChildhoodInfluenza.org.
Back again at Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. Timeout called by Dort as the defenders have held narrow leads in this set. But the Tigers keep fighting back and have just taken the lead on a kill by Emily Max. Go up 21-20 here in set number two. Weezer again at the service line. Weezer, long serve out. So a service error by Weezer ties it up at 21-all. And the defenders with serve. Liz Keel comes out. And into service, Joyce Lombausma. Also, Weezer comes out. Back in for Doan is Alex Winters. Bausma serves. Taken by Doan. Left side. Tip to the net. Dug over by the defenders. Tip back by Doan. Defenders have it. Left side. Krausman. Spike is good. Megan Krausman, who had 4 kills in the first set, has her first one in the second set. 22-21, the defenders back on top. Bausma serving again. Crossman at 7 kills in the first set, and there's an ace serve. So there's the first ace of the day for the defenders. And Bausma gives the defenders a 23-21 lead, and now it's timeout taken by Doan. Again, we're playing to 25, win by 2, and the defenders are back in control, getting 3 straight points on a service error by Weezer, then a kill by Megan Krausman, and now that ace by Joycelyn Bausman. That ace couldn't come at a better time for the defenders as it puts them up by 2 points. I want to recognize our sports club sponsors on KDCR, including Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Defenders have served. Bausma, along with Krausman, Brookhuis, Gasing, Flowen, and Woldersdorf. Looping serve taken by Blank. Doan has it. And passing error as Weezer mistimed the set. And that error gives the defenders the point. We're at set point, 24-21. Just when it looked like Doan had climbed back into this match, the defenders are now in control and serving for set two. Axon's back in there for Doan. Right side, hit over, controlled by the defenders. Krausman to the sideline. Woldersdorf digs it over. Axon back row, keeps it alive. Blank has to hit it over from the back line. Free ball for the defenders. Gasing sweeps it over, controlled by Doan. Back row attack by Axon, controlled by the defenders. That ball bounced off the net. To Krausman, she hits it over. Axon control, set to the middle. Spike is blocked back by the defenders. Now Doan has it, left side. Spike is long. So the hitting error by Cassandra Choquette gives the set to the defenders. So just when it looked like Doan had climbed back into this one, the defenders were able to reestablish order and end up winning that set by a 25-21 count. With a score 21-20 in favor of Doan, Dort called a timeout. Coming out of the timeout, Weezer made a service error to tie it up. And then a kill from Megan Krausman made it 22-21. Then an ace serve by Joycelyn Bauma made it 23-21. Then Doan called a timeout. Then a passing error and a hitting error. And suddenly the defenders are in control of this match. 2-0 as they win set 225-21. Let's take a 1 minute break and we'll be back with more from Crete, Nebraska. We're back in Crete, Nebraska at the end of set two with the Dort defenders now leading the match 2-0. Coming back from down 21-20 to take set two by a 25-21 count. Well, let's take a look at some of the stats from the second set. Kayla Gasing had a couple of kills for the defenders. Lindsay Flowen, three kills and a block. An ace from Joycelyn Bausma, which was a very pivotal one late in that second set that tied the or gave the defenders a 23-21 lead. An advantage from which they didn't look back. Horseman had one kill as well for the Lady Defenders. For the Tigers in set two, Weezer with an ace, Julie Ells with an ace, Abby Sorensen with a kill, Ashley Axman with six kills, Emily Max with three kills and a block. Cumulative stats for the match after two sets, the Defenders are led by Megan Krausman with nine kills. Four for Jenna Horseman, five for Lindsay Flowen, four for Kayla Gasing, and two apiece for Brooke Waldersdorf and Elizabeth Keel. Three digs for Joycelyn Bauma, two for Siri Nelson, one for Megan Krausman. 17 digs for Kayla Brookeis, five for Kayla Gasing. Looking at the wrong column here. Bauma with three digs, one for Siri Nelson. And seven for Brooke Waldersdorf, three for Megan Krausman, Selene Hahn with one, and Elizabeth Keel with two. Three blocks for Lindsay Flowen, one apiece for Kayla Gasing, Jenna Horseman, Brooke Waldersdorf, Megan Krausman, and Elizabeth Keel. The defenders in that second set with a 176 attack percentage. Doan is at 125. Ashley Axman with nine kills now for the Tigers as of the end of two sets. Abby Sorensen with five, four for Emily Mack, three for Cassandra Chiquette, one for Brianna Fye, and one for Megan Fletcher, and one for Allie Jansen. 11 digs for Carissa Blank, one apiece for Norvell, Haley Norvell, Rachel Weezer, two for Abby Sorensen, six digs for Ashley Axman, one for Cassandra Chiquette, one apiece for Megan Fletcher, Emily Max, Jordan Atwater, and Allie Jansen, and two for Alex Winters. Serving the defenders with two aces, six for Doan. Dort with nine attack errors compared to 16 for the Tigers. Dort has not made a service error yet. Seven for Doan. And just three blocks for the Tigers. Shayla Wickman, Abby Sorensen, Cassandra Chiquette, and also Emily Mack. So the defenders, after two sets with a 246 attack percentage, Doan College with 113. We've got an extended break here while we're between sets two and three. Let's take another one-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more from Doan College in Crete, Nebraska, where the defenders lead 2-0. Welcome back to Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. Getting ready for set three. The defenders lead this match. 2-0, winning the first 25-20. The defenders in that first set led most of the way. by as many as 9 points. Doan made a late run, pulled it in 24-20, but the defenders ended it with a kill from Lindsay Sloan. In the second set, the defenders had narrow leads. We were tied at 3, tied at 9. The defenders went up 16-11, 18-13, and Doan started to slowly fight their way back, taking the lead at 21-20, but out of the timeout, the defenders got 3 straight points on a Doan error, a kill from Megan Krausman, and an ace serve from Joycelyn Bousma, and 2 errors by Doan rounded out the points, with the defenders coming up with a 25-21 victory in set 2. We're getting ready for set 3 now, as Doan has to win to keep this match alive. Lady defenders would like to close this one out. Match is just about an hour old as we speak. Got some final scores for you. Another G-PAC action today. We'll get to those in a little bit. Defenders with Sloan and Gasink, along with Waldersdorf in the front row. Siri Nelson, Joycelyn Bousma, and Brooke Heights in the back row. Tigers will be serving here. This is Julie Ells, who has 3 aces to her credit so far this afternoon. Well, we're now into the evening. Nelson takes serve. Gasing cross court to Waldersdorf. Blocked back by Doan. Back set to Sloan. Hits it over. Doan has the ball. Weezer tipped over. Nelson keeps it alive. Gasing left side. Waldersdorf hits it over. Doan has it. Axman spike. Dug by Brookheis, pushed over by the defender's back row. Blank has it. Weezer to the middle, swept over. Defender's control, tipped over left hand by Gasing. Break, Doan trying to fight to it. They'll get it over. Weezer will hit it over. Nelson has it. Gasing back set, Sloan spike. And it's a double hit called on Doan. So the error gives the point to the defenders. 1-0 they lead. Bousma serves, into serve that time for the defenders is Selene Hahn. And now the defenders trying to keep it alive, and they get it over. Gasing leaning over the scorer's table to keep it alive, and the defenders hit it over. Now heading to the net, defenders hit it back. Set to the middle, short set, spike is good. With the big finish, Emily Mack. And we're tied at 1. Carissa Blank at the service line. Looping serve taken by Waldersdorf. Gasing tips it over the left hand. Doan keeps it alive. Right side hit over the net taken by Brookheis. Gasing back set. Spike good by Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf cross court. You take that back set and knocks it down. 2-1 Dort. Brookheis and Nelson are out of there. Bousma and Nelson are out of there. Serving is Gasing. Left side, Axman, spike kept alive by the defenders. Gasing to the middle, Waldersdorf, spike controlled by Doan. Left side, Weezer to Axman, flat foot, hit back line by the defenders. Taken to the net and knocked down by Liz Keel. Keel with a kill just rotated in, along with Jenna Horstman. And that's her third kill of the match. First of this set, 3-1 Dort. Gasing serves. Set left side. Axman spies out. Hitting error by Axman. And it's 4-1 in favor of the defenders. Tigers making some changes here. They've got Haley Norvell in to serve now. Serve to Gasing, keeps it alive. Keel tips it over. Doan with it, left side. Spike by Axman is good. Axman's the go-to for this volleyball team of the Doan Tigers. That's her first kill in this set. Big momentum swings occur when she gets warmed up. Again at the service line, Haley Norvell. Taken back row by Brookheis. Set to the left side, and the spike is blocked. Brianna Fye with the block. And that makes the score 4-3. Stone serving. Defenders have it. Gazing to the middle. Waldersdorf with the jam. Brooke Waldersdorf, first kill of this set. She did not have any score up kill in the second set. 5-3 defenders. Waldersdorf serving. Set to the middle. Spike dug by Brooke Heiss, but that will go down. From the middle, the attack from Brianna Fye. She has, just a moment ago, a block and now a kill to her credit. And it's 5-4. Axman will be serving for the Tigers. Brooke Heiss takes serve. Gazing, back set. Cross-court spike out. Hitting error by Jenna Horstman. And that ties the score at 5. We're in set 3. Defenders lead the match 2-0. Here's Axman again with serve, and it's long. Service error gives the defenders the lead, 6-5. Brooke Heiss will be serving. Coming out is Jenna Horstman. Back in is Megan Krausman. Stone from the right side. Spike is blocked at the net. Dort scrambles to keep it alive and can. Headed the kill to Abby Sorensen. Her first of this set, 6-6 our score. And at the service line is Kaylee Shadwinkle. Shadwinkle replacing Julie Ells here. Waldersdorf takes serve. Back set. The heel and it's blocked at the net. With the block, Cassandra Chiquette. And Doan now with a lead, 7-6. So Doan takes their first lead in this set off the block by Cassandra Chiquette, and the defenders call a timeout. Eight to five the score. I want to recognize the Dort Sports Club sponsors on our broadcast tonight, including Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealty.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, broker. Boer & Sons, Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. My apologies, I've got the scores mixed up. It's 8-5 now in favor of Doan. I'm keeping my score on a pad in front of me and watching the action on the floor. You look at the scoreboard and get a discrepancy here. But the scoreboard, I assume, is right. 8-5, Doan lead. Dort calling that timeout. Here's an attack from the net controlled by the defenders, Brooke Heiss. Left side of Krausman. Kept alive by Chiquette. Step for Chiquette. Dug over by the defenders. Hit over by Doan. Now the defenders have it. Sloan knocks it down. Lindsay Sloan with a kill from the middle, and that makes the score 8-6. Back into the game now comes Carissa Blank for Doan, serving for the defenders. Is Joycelyn Bousma, and Bousma with an ace serve. So that's Bousma's second ace of this match. And Dort now back within one at 8-7. Dug at the net. Norvell. Kill from the middle. Short set for Emily Max. And Max with her second kill in this set. 9-7 they lead. Tigers make a couple of changes again. Norvell is out. Weezer is in. Coming out is Abby Sorensen. And here comes the serve from Weezer, a net serve. So the service error makes it a one-point set, 9-8 the score. Defenders make a change. Krausman is out. Siri Nelson comes back in, and Nelson will serve. Back line taken by Krausman, set to the middle. Quick attack to a score for Emily Max. No one's covering Max in that short set. She gets it down from the middle. It's 10-8 in favor of Doan. Julie Ells, who's just come back in, serving for the Tigers. Siri Nelson takes serve. Gazing on the left side. Walter Schwartz blocked at the net. Blocked by Jenna Horst, number 13 for Doan. That's Megan Fletcher. And now the momentum is Doan's. They lead it 11-8 and have serve. The sign long and out for a service error is the point to defenders. 11-9, they trail. Bausma is out. Sloan is out. Excuse me. Sloan is out and Krausman is out. Bausma in the serve. He's set to the middle. Axman spike controlled by Siri Nelson back row. Dug by Gasek right side. Pushed over by Jenna Horstman. They're going to set up Axman. No, they're going to sweep from the middle. The defenders catch it that time. Left side. Spike is long and out. Excuse me. It's knocked off the Tigers and out. There's a kill for the defenders. Horstman with the kill, her first in this set, and it's 11-10. Doan takes serve for the middle, took a tack, and there's another kill for Emily Max. That's been a very effective play in this rotation, setting up Max from the middle, and that makes the score 12-10 in favor of the Tigers. Carissa Blank serving, loops it over. Taken by Waldersdorf. Gason cross court, left side. Spike is good by Horstman. So Horstman now getting warmed up. She's got two straight kills, making the score 12-11. Doan with the lead. Siri Nelson, Joyce von Bausma come out. Megan Krausman is back in. Gason is serving. Liz Keel is also in there. Hit into the block and good. There's a kill for Axman. And the score is now 13-11. Doan getting some rhythm here with the lead at 13-11. Haley Norvell is serving for the Tigers. To the middle. Keel spike is good. No, they say that we've got a defender in the net. Excuse me, that was a kill for the defenders. Keel second. 12-11 is scored. And there's an ace serve. Waldersdorf with an ace. And the defenders have tied it up at 13 here in set three. Waldersdorf again to the serve. Taking with the Tigers. Novell, left side, Axman, spike, dug up by Drickheis, and they can't get it over the net. The dig was high toward the net. Gasing went after it and couldn't get to it. Passing error gives the point and the lead back to Doan. They're up 14-13. Axman serving. Dug by Waldersdorf from the middle. Keel hits it down. Controlled by Doan. Left side. Trochek blocked to the net. Liz Keel with a block. And that gives Dort the point and they tie it at 14. Caleb Rickheis at the service line now. Sideline serve out. That is the first service error for the defenders in this match. And it gives Doan the 15-14 lead. Now into serve is Brianna Fye for Doan. Back row taken by Brookheis. Gazing to the net. Sloan blocked back. Controlled by Brookheis. Left side. Megan Krausman hits it long. Do we have a block? Yes, they say it was tipped at the net on the spike, so they'll credit the kill to Krausman. And they're tied up at 15. Joyce Lynn Bausma serving for the defenders. Shadwinkle and Brianna Fye come out of the lineup. Back in is Carissa Blank. Doan trying to scramble now. Hit into the net. Defenders tip it over. Blank to the middle. Tipped over. Gazing keeps it alive. Floen back set. Krausman blocked at the net. Tipped over by Floen. Controlled by Doan. Right side. Spike hit at the net. Controlled by the defenders. Gazing back set. Floen spike blocked. Kept alive by Bausma. Brookheis hits it over. Free ball for Doan. Back set. Right side. Cross court spike dug by the defenders. Here's Gazing. Right side. Krausman hits into the net. Dort tries to keep it alive. Tipped over and good. Gasek with a kill on the tip over the taller Choquette, and the defenders have the lead. So that's a crucial kill for the defenders as they go up one here in set three. Service by the defenders, mid-court. Attack, that time the defenders caught it, blocked it back. Now they have the ball. Krausman hits it over. Stone scrambles to keep it alive. Blank pops it up. Hit into the net, or hit it in the block, rather. Defenders keep it alive. Here's Brooks, Waldersdorf hitting it over. Now Jones to Choquette, left side, and she hits it into the net. The long exchange there, the hitting error by Doan gives the defenders the lead 17-15. And Bausma again serving, so the defenders have scored three in a row on a kill by Horstman, a kill by Gasing, and a hitting error. And now we've got the ball hit into the antenna, giving Dort the point. So a hitting error by the Tigers, two straight now. No, they call it on the defenders, excuse me. Hitting errors on the defenders. We're pointing, first of all, at Dort. Now they gave the point to Doan. It's 17-16, and Doan serving. Defenders take serve. Sloan tipped over, tipped back. Defenders try to keep it alive and can. Credit the kill there to Emily Mack. She has five in this set. On the tip, and we're tied at 17. Rachel Weiser at the service line. Sideline serve, out. So a service error gives the point to the defenders. 18-17 they lead. Krausman comes out. Siri Nelson's back in. Up front, Waldersdorf, Flowen, and Gasing, along with Brookheit and Bausma for the defenders. Doan takes serve. Back row attack by Axman. Hits it long. Hitting error gives the defenders now a two-point lead at 19-17. And a timeout called by the Doan Tigers. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds. The timeout called by the Doan Tigers. They trail now 19-17. It looked like they had momentum going their way midway through this set, but the defenders have fought back, getting three straight points to go up 17-15. A hitting error and a kill for Doan at 17, but now two straight errors by the Tigers have given the defenders the lead, and Dort is serving. Siri Nelson, back row. Taken by Doan to the middle. Sweeps over. Taken by Gasing. Set backside for Waldersdorf. First spike is dug backline by Doan. Dug over to the defender, Siri Nelson. Gasing knocks it down with a left hand. Kayla Gasing with a kill. And now Dort is up by three, 20-17. The defenders now trying to serve out this match here. Long way to go yet, though, with 20-17 in this set three. Siri Nelson serving, taken by Choquette. Weiser back set. Spike is blocked at the net. Doan controls. Left side, Choquette. Back row, controlled by Bausma. Set to Flowen. She knocks it down. Short set to the right side by Gasing, and Flowen with a kill. So the defenders have run off four straight now. They're up 21-17 in a timeout called by the Tigers. So now we've seen the momentum swing back Dort's way in this third set as they are up by 4 points. Recognize some of the Dort Sports Club sponsors, including American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders, offices in Sioux Center, Hosts, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Also, the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 737-6000. The Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club today by visiting www.dort.edu/dgc. The defender serving, leading 21-17 in this third set. They lead the match 2-0. Siri Nelson at the service line. This time the serve taken by Axman. Back row, short set, middle. Spike controlled by the defenders. Now set to the middle. Flowen has it knocked back to her. The defender's scrambling now. Gasing keeping it alive. Brookheist gets it over. Blank has it for Doan. Short set to the middle. And hit to the net, blocked back. Choquette has to push it over. Controlled by Nelson. The defenders have it tipped over by the defenders, and it's in there. with the tip across the net is Gasing, and she's got another kill, and that makes the score 22-17. Gasing with two straight kills for the defenders, and they're up five. Here's Siri Nelson. Nelson to Axman, back row. It's going to be set left side. Spike controlled by Brookhite. Nelson chases. Bausma hits it over on the dig. Doan has it. Left side. Hitting it into her own net is Allie Jensen. The hitting error giving the defenders a 23-17 lead. A couple of late changes here. Choquette is back in. Also back in is Alex Winters. As the defenders trying to close out this match here in set three. Spike good to the right side. Emily Max with a kill. That makes the score 23-18. Choquette comes out. Coming in is Julie Ells to serve. And an ace serve. Nelson is going to let it go, but the ball faded and hit her in the shoulder. The ace pulls down within 23-19. They did this in the first set. Down nine, came back within four before the defenders finished it out. Set to the middle. Hit over by Walderstor. Doan has the ball. Left side. Cross-court spike. Controlled by the defenders. Walderstor tips it over. Doan keeps it alive. Right side. Spike. Sideline to Brookhite. So what do we got? Four hits? Double hit. A double hit. Passing error called on a Doan. That gives the defenders their 24th point. We're at match point. With the serve long and out of bounds. Elaine Hahn. So the service error gives it back to the Tigers. 24-20, they have served. But they trail by four. Carissa Blank serving now for the Tigers. Jump serve, back row, taken by Bausma. Gasing, back set. Block back off the spike by Walderstorff. Now hit flat-footed cross-court. Doan controls. Hit over, blocked back by the defenders. Now Doan has to scramble. Pushed over for the middle. Defenders have a free ball. Gasing. Left side, spike is good. Jenna Horstman with a kill, and the defenders close out the match. So Dort, in this third set, saw Doan go up 8-5 and held that lead to 2 to 3 points until about midway through the set when the defenders came back, tying it at 14. Doan went up on a service error, 15-14. Then the defenders scored three straight. A kill by Horstman, along with a kill by Gasing and a hitting error, making it 17-15. Then Doan came back to tie it at 17. But then the defenders ran off four straight points. Two errors by Doan made it 19-15. They called a timeout. And out of the timeout, a kill by Gasing and another kill by Flowen. And it was 21-14. And then another kill by Gasing made the score 22-17. The defenders were in control and eventually closed it out 24-20 to win the match by a final of 3-0. Both teams holding hands, closing in prayer here after our match. With the defenders winning this one in three straight, let's take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more from Crete, Nebraska. This is KDCRC Center, 88.5 FM. John Slickers with you from Doan College in Crete, Nebraska, where the Lady Defenders just finished off a 3-0 victory over the Doan Tigers. And with the victory, the defenders now see their conference mark and the GPAC go up to 12-3, and they are now tied for second place in the conference with Midland, as Midland today defeated Northwestern 3-2, lost to Northwestern 3-2 and fell into a second place tie with the defenders. Dort is now 12-3 in the conference, 21-5 overall. Let's take a look at final stats in our match today. It was Megan Krausman leading the attack for the defenders with 10 kills, 8 for Lindsay Flowen, 7 for Jenna Horstman, 4 apiece for Brooke Walderstor and Elizabeth Keel. The defenders with 14 attack errors. They've had an attack percentage tonight of 226. And again, as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, is the team that averages about 300 on attack. Service aces, two for Joycelyn Bouncement, one apiece for Siri Nelson and Brooke Waldersdorf. 25 digs for Kayla Brookheis, 7 for Kayla Gasing, 6 for Siri Nelson, and 5 for Megan Krausman. 7 digs for Brooke Waldersdorf, 3 for Liz Keel, and 1 apiece for Lindsay Flowen and Jenna Horseman. The defenders with 10 blocks, including 6 team blocks, and again, their attack percentage 226 on the night. Doan is led tonight by Ashley Axman with 13 kills, 9 for Emily Max, 7 for Abby Sorensen, 3 for Cassandra Chiquette, 2 for Brianna Fye, 1 for Megan Fletcher, and 1 for Allie Jensen. Service aces, 4 for Julie Ells, 2 for Rachel Weezer, and 1 for Kaylee Shadwinkle. Defenses, as I mentioned, with 14 attack errors. There were 19 attack errors by the Tigers, along with 11 service errors. The defenders just had 2. And blocking 10, along with 16 blocks for the Tigers. So that was a wash so far as this contest was concerned. So the defenders win 3-0. They end up pulling into a tie for second place with the Midland University Warriors as the GPAC standings now have Northwestern on top of the 15-0 mark and Midland at Dort at 12-3. We're going to take one more break here for 1 minute, and then we will return with some of the scores we have tonight and earlier today in the various sports around the GPAC conference. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. The Lady Defenders just winning a 3-0 victory over the Doan College Tigers on set scores of 25, 20, 25, 21, and 25-17. Dort College volleyball coach Chad Hansen is with us right now. And coach, coming into this matchup, it looked like Doan had an advantage from the service line. They're a very aggressive serving team. You had the advantage with a stronger hitting team. How do you think that matchup was going to go coming into this contest today?
Good question, John. That was one of the key focus points for us in the last couple of days of practice, preparing for their serves, thus our serve receive, needed to be very effective. They continued to serve just as aggressive as we thought they would, and just as aggressive as we prepared for. I was really encouraged by our serve receive. We may have given up an ace here and there, but none of my players was rattled by it, and we just continued to persevere through their aggressive serving and keep ourselves in system. And that's the entire back row ball control group.
Well, it looked like you did have the advantage because they had a number of aces, but I think they had more service errors than they had aces, which tells me you're catching up with the ball on the back line.
Right, and it's pretty common what I've seen of this Doan team through the season, preparing for them in the first half of our conference schedule and through the second half. They are a high-risk, high-error kind of team, and more often than not, it's high-error, but our serve-receive just needs to stay focused on where those lines are on the court, and if we move in any couple of steps in any direction, we can let those balls go if they're beyond that line.
Well, like you say, when you have a team like that, they can get big momentum swings, and that can rattle your own ball club, so you really have to concentrate on what you should be doing in a match like this. That's really important.
That's what I told the team at the final huddle in our locker room after the match here. It was not perfect volleyball, and it doesn't have to be. It just needs to be right-minded and with right effort, and that's what was so beautiful about our play this evening, was it was right-minded with right effort, selfless pursuit, and the outcome was sweet.
Well, and there were a couple of key junctures, I'm thinking, in set 2 and set 3. You had a couple of clutch. First of all, that Bouncement ace, I thought, really turned momentum in that second set. Talk about that. But then when Gasing had that little tip in set 3, that just seemed to just switch the set.
It was, and we're playing point for point, ball for ball. Every opportunity is a chance to score. I was a little concerned, to be honest with you, starting this third set. We just We were okay in the first few points, but our consistent effort and persistence throughout the entire play, it was just a half step off. And that first time out in the third set, I revisited that with the team. They acknowledged it, and they came out, and that's where that Gasing tip came from, in the midst of continual right-minded pursuit. And then Bausma is always an effective server for us back there. That ace is well earned by her, and also in that second set, I think you mentioned, really propelled us forward to separate the game out.
Yeah. You had good attack from Megan Krausman, set one from the left side, and that switched a little bit. Keel was effective for you a couple of times. You kind of mixed up the attack,
yeah.
And that probably made a difference as well.
Yes. Kayla Gasing, when we're in the rhythm, passers are giving her the ball up close to the net. She loves any of the hitters that she has options to set, and the hitters love any of the balls that come their way. And they're prepared for it. They're smart. We really do try to keep our errors down to a minimum. And it's fun to have an outcome like this when those things are lined up.
Well, at this time of the season, I think you're in a position where you want to be. You only lost one match in October.
Thanks for telling me that. I didn't know.
You've only got one more match ahead of you before you get to the tournament. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but Midland lost to Northwestern today, so now you're tied for second. I don't know what that means for playoff matchups. But
yeah, technically, as I understand it, we would have to beat Northwestern on Wednesday in order to officially be second. We've got three losses. Midland has three losses. Hastings has four, and I don't remember if they played today or not, but there's still plenty of things to be established in our conference race. It's really important for us that we play aggressive, effective volleyball on Wednesday night, and I know Northwestern is going to be gunning for us as well.
Yeah, well, it's always a matchup you don't think so much about your conference standings or your records when you go 10 miles down the road.
That's
or they
true.
Come 10 miles your way.
That's
so
true. There's beautiful love between our programs in Christ, and there's very little love when the officials are blowing the whistle, because we're both trying to score points and take it to each other.
Okay, well, I guess for tournament's sake, the momentum's got to continue.
Yeah, we need to. I told the team, keep reliving this. Relive this in your minds. Take a day of rest tomorrow, which is important, but relive this in your minds. And this effort, this pursuit, this focus is what we need. We're going to be on the road quite a bit at different segments, and I hope through the national tournament, if we get that opportunity to go, that we would play well on the road. We have that ability, and this momentum you're talking about, it just comes from a team spirit that was beautifully displayed today. It was really fun.
Well, congratulations, and things go well for you next week.
Thanks, John. Thanks for coming on the trip, too.
You bet. Chad Hansen with us, the volleyball coach at Dort, where the Defenders have just won a 3-0 victory over the Doan Tigers. Let's take a look at some of the other matches in volleyball today. The only other final that we have so far is Northwestern defeating Midland, which drops Midland into a tie for second place with Dort, as we were just talking about. And the other matches are taking place as we speak. Let's get some of the other finals in and other sports around the GPAC Conference. In football earlier today, it was Doan defeating Dort 56-13. It was Morningside over Concordia 48-31. Concordia led that game at halftime. Northwestern defeated Hastings 31-28. Dort will travel to Hastings next week in a football matchup in Hastings, Nebraska. It was Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 31-17. And tonight, Midland is at Briar Cliff playing at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. Some basketball scores for you earlier today. In men's basketball, Concordia was defeated by Bellevue 93-76. Midland defeated Benedictine 61-60 in men's basketball. Women's play, the Lady Defenders were defeated at Jamestown today. Final, Jamestown 80, Dort 78. Another volleyball match for you. Concordia defeated Dakota Wesleyan today 3-1. In women's soccer, Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan 2-1. Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort 3-1. It was Midland over Briar Cliff 3-1. And Morningside over Doan 3-2. In men's soccer, the Dort Defenders defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 4-1 and lock up a playoff berth with that victory. Doan's men's soccer team won over Morningside 4-1. In men's soccer, Dakota Wesleyan over Concordia 1-0, and Midland defeated Briar Cliff in men's soccer by a final of 3-1. So again, tonight in Crete, Nebraska, the Dort Defender volleyball team winning over Doan 3-0. Game scores 25-20, 25-21, and 25-20. That'll do it for tonight from Crete, Nebraska. John Slager's with you on KDCR. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.